Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. We come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. Father, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a good night's sleep, for getting us up this morning, and for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it, because we are certainly glad in this day. Father, we thank and praise you for the powerful tools that you have given us, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord, so that our feet are shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory be to God. Father, we thank and praise you that we have the sword of the Spirit, that we have the helmet of salvation, Lord, and we are battle ready for whatever we face today. Father, we thank you for the word of God that we will hear this morning. We thank you, Lord, that this word, Lord, will help us with our day, oh God, will not only help us, will be what we need for this day, oh Lord, as we go out into this as a warrior in the battle of the Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who prepared this place, who prepared this space, oh God, so that we could get trained up to go out, Lord. Father, we thank you for downloading everything that you downloaded within them, Lord, as they had to get together to form the TMC call. Lord, now we just ask that you continue to bless them and keep them and cover them with your precious blood. And we ask for the same blessings upon the D.A. De Leon family, Lord. Bountiful blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we thank and praise you for every caller, every family member who's on the line this morning. Father, that we will go forth this morning with strength, with power that we know that you have given us. We thank and praise you, Lord, for the word that will come forth. We know that it's a word that is downloaded from the throne of heaven and that we need to hear. Bless the speaker in Jesus' name. Order their footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And whatever their hands touch prospers in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we thank you that this call is going forth. Although Satan tried not to let it go forth this morning with hindering me from getting on the call, but I thank you for the transforming power, oh God, that allowed us to all collect and gather here on this morning so that we could hear the word of God. And Lord, we just ask that you forgive us of every sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness so that we can continue in your army to be the soldiers that you would have us to be. We give you praise right now. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family, my fellow soldiers, my fellow warriors, go out this day and be a blessing to somebody. Are you there, our host?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister.
God bless you. To God be the glory. And we thank God for you greeting us and seating us this morning. Thank you so much for that anointed and powerful prayer. And we know that we're going to continue to go forward a little bit higher in Jesus. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against anyone who is trying to enter this telecommunications sanctuary will prosper in Jesus' name. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this 12th day of August, 2014. And I thank God that he allowed for us all to get up this morning, to wake up, and to be into another day. And so I look forward to greater and new things in this day, and we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater is coming or has come in Jesus' name. So on behalf of our founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. And as you dial in this morning, the reason, the mission statement for this call is that your life will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. This call has been going forth every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010. And so we would like for you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our bios for our speakers. You will see some words of encouragement there. And you can actually go back because all of our messages have been archived on our our website, and therefore you will not have missed anything if you are just dialing in and joining us for the first time, which we actually invite you to come back and join us on this line each and every day at this divine and appointed hour where God is truly moving here on the Master's Call. Immediately following this call every day, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. So please follow us over there immediately following this call on today. Also, tonight, at let me give you the first one, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pastor Michael Johnson has the God-Driven Bible Study, and that number is 805-399-1000, and the PIN code is 366098. So let me give you that number again. God-Given Bible Study at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's at 805-399-1000 and the PIN code 366098. That's at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. Also, immediately following that call at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pastor John Glenn, tonight is Tuesday, it's Lviv Tuesday night, and that number for Pastor John's call is 712-432-1212 and the PIN code 774-766-352 pound. Again, the access code 774-766-352 pound. And so all roads will be leading to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd of 2014. So please go online to www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see all of the information there. Make sure you get yourself registered and positioned and prepared to head over to the Artist Empowerment Conference. This will be the last conference for the year of 2014 that is sponsored by the Kings of Artists, and please make sure that you are in the house. So that's all of our announcements for today. Of course, if you're an artistpreneur on this line, you know that we started a new month yesterday. Woo-hoo! So make sure that you make it happen for the month of August. So at this time, without further ado, it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. This is the moment that many of you have been waiting for. And so our speaker this morning, I'm telling you, she comes with Jesus joy. She is an awesome and amazing woman of God. She is an awesome and amazing mother of three, two boys, and a lovely princess, and she is on the move making things change in the kingdom of God. She is an author, a most recent author of a wonderful book, which she will share that information with you during the time that she has on this line, and so you want to make sure that you get that book in your hand. She is definitely, definitely someone that you want to make sure that you're connected to, because one thing that we need to do with each other is to keep each other encouraged. And I'm telling you, this lady, she definitely is an encourager. She is someone that will speak life into your life and not death. And so I thank God for her, for allowing me to share in with her life here on the Master's Call. She is none other than the one, the only, the phenomenal, wonderfully and fearfully made, Minister LaShawn Renique Shelton. Minister LaShawn, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Good morning. I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I was listening to you like, is she talking about me? But then I have to sit back and remember all that God has done for me, all that God has brought me through, and all that God has blessed me with. And I could just say, wow, with Jesus' joy and enthusiasm, thank you, God. Thank you. So I greet you all with the Moments of Kingdoms greeting and with Jesus' joy as well. And I am just excited what the Lord has blessed me with this morning. Before I say one word, I just want to say thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing, not only in my life, but in all of our lives on this Master's Call. I want to say thank you to Minister Willem for greeting and seating God's children with such enthusiasm, with just such faith in the Lord. It's just, I love it, and I just love her spirit and enthusiasm. And to my sister over there in the California IA, if I can hug you through this phone, I would. So please just accept this virtual telecommunications hug and to let you know that I love you very, very much. And to our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known as Dr. Dimples, the Ambassador of Artists, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mentor, our mother eagle, I just want to say thank you for your yes. And as Minister Tiffany mentioned, yes, I am a recent author. If you have a few moments to pick up the book, it's called Congratulations, You Just Lost Your Job. It's on my page, Dr. Vanessa's page, and Tiffany's page. But I just want to say thank you all for just saying yes to this call, not because of me, not because of anyone, but just because you want to hear what God has blessed us with this morning. So I'm going to go ahead into our text, which is found in 1 Samuel 17:40-49, and it reads, "Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine." Again, that is found in 1 Samuel 17 chapter, and I selected verses 40-49. "Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones." Remember that, not rugged stones, not dusty stones, not big stones, but 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of the shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. I would like to name this this message for today, "Use What You Got." Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, you heard the prayer that has come forth. We thank you in advance that this call will go with clarity. It will be unhindered and uncontaminated. This word will come through, not hearing LaShawn's voice, but hearing your word. This call will go through that someone might be changed and remember that the blessings that you have given them will come forth. Now, Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and Redeemer, please decrease me. Father, I ask that you decrease me such that no one will hear LaShawn, but will hear all of you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. So we are going to use what we got to get God's blessings. Many of you heard that term, that you got to use what you got to get what you want. And we have heard that verbalized in songs. We have heard that on television shows. And we have often heard that as a term for justifying fleshly acts to satisfy one's palate and to get a materialistic thing. Use what you got to get what you want. Well, saints, though this may hold true in the worldly aspect, it too holds true in the biblical text. In Romans 12:6, it reads, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith." So in other words, we all have different gifts that we are blessed with and for us to walk in that grace. So simply put, that means you have to use what you got, what God has blessed you with, and you have to get what you want. God's blessing, his forgiveness, in order to walk in his grace and mercy of what he anointed and appointed you to do. But see, oftentimes we see someone else's anointed gift. Oftentimes we see what God has blessed someone else with, and we want to try to mimic it and wonder why it does not work for us. Now, I'm not saying when you have a mentor, a coach, a friend, or someone that you look up to that you may want to emulate because they're doing something the right way. As a matter of fact, many, many, many companies are based on duplication. So we're not talking about a duplicate type of fashion. We're talking about a flat out, just forget your own identity, forget your own blessings, forget your own anointing, forget your own gifts, and then try to replicate somebody else. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about when you look at somebody and say, wow, I like the way they walk. So now all of a sudden you want to walk that way. Oh, I like the way they talk. And all of a sudden you have a southern twang or a northern accent or a different type of dialect that's coming from your mouth. I'm talking about when you like the way that somebody dresses, so much so that you now you're literally digging in their closet so you can look and be like them. I can't be you and you can't be me, and that's why God created us individually. I'm saying that not in a disrespectful way, but in a way that God is reminding us that I have given you a specific gift and I have given you a specific talent and I blessed you with an anointing, and you are wasting it because you're trying to be something or someone that you are not, that I did not create you to be. You have to use what you got in order to get what you want. Stop walking in someone else's favor, because in due time, you are going to miss your due season. This also applies to those vessels infested by the spirit of Ichabod, those who think that because they couldn't get their blessings the other way, meaning, well, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so did that, and I did it exactly like them, and I dress exactly like them, and I'm walking exactly like them because I'm trying to be them, but then when your ship comes in, when your blessings come in, you're not going to recognize it because you're not going to recognize yourself. You have got to use what you've got to get what you want. And this also applies to the sayers and not doers. Use what you've got to get what you want. If you are walking in the path of faithfulness, you're not going to worry about the left. You're not going to worry about the right. You're not going to worry about the world. You're not going to worry about your flesh, because the Holy Ghost is going to take over you so much, and he's going to give you such an anointed blessing and a bolt that you're not going to have time to worry about that, because you are worried about using what you've got to get what you want. Again, 1 Samuel 17:40 and 49 says, then he took to his staff, his stand, and chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in a pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with a sling in his hand, he approached a Philistine. Now, here's the hit. Prior to this verse, it said in 38 through 40, and I'm going to paraphrase it, how Saul dressed David in his own tunic. So Saul went in his wardrobe, picked out his finest tunic. He went and made sure that he had the glossiest bronze helmet that he could find to put on little David's head. He even attempted to fasten the sword over the tunic and walk around. But guess what? Because it wasn't David's armor, because it wasn't David's helmet, because it wasn't David's blessings, David couldn't walk in it. You see where I'm going with this? He couldn't walk in his anointing. He couldn't walk in his grace. He couldn't walk in his favor because it didn't belong to him. So simply put, guess what David said? David recognized what he had, and he knew he had to use what he had to get what he wanted. He knew that what he had was God's favor over his life. He knew what he had was the word of God. He knew what he had was a blessing from God, because he had to slay all kinds of animals that was after his sheep. He had to redirect his sheep, because we know sheep can't walk in a straight line. They go left, they go right, they go wherever their little bodies take them. So David remembered that God has blessed him, and what God and what David wanted to do was to please God, and what David also wanted to do was to slay Goliath, because he knew he was wreaking havoc in that nation. So what David said was, excuse me, Saul, with all due respect, and of course I'm paraphrasing that, he said, I am going to just go with what I have on and with my slingshot. And of course Saul looked at him like, wait a minute, what do you mean you're going to go with what you got? He says, I cannot go in these garments. It's too big for me, and it's not what you give me. It's what I present inside of me. David understood and trusted in God's promise to use what he got. David remembered the dangers that he had to overcome, and God has blessed him with while he was out there on the field. So he used what God blessed him with, and what did he grab? He didn't grab a switchblade. He didn't grab a gun. He didn't grab a bunch of people. What he grabbed instead was five smooth stones and approached Goliath with boldness. I like to think that those stones were the same stones that we should have in our bags. I think that the stones that he put in his pouch should be the same stones we put in our Louis, our Coach, our Michael Kors, or our Target bag, or Pathmark bag, whatever you carry around on your person right now. I believe that those stones should be, one, a stone that has faith that endures. Two, a stone of discernment. Three, a stone of patience. Four, a stone of love. And the fifth stone would be a stone of forgiveness. When David reached into his bag and took out that stone and hurled it from his sling and struck the Philistine in his forehead, the stone sank into Goliath's head as he fell into the ground on his face. The word didn't say he picked up dust or a slate or a brick, but said five shiny stones. See, because dust might fly all over the place, leaving you with limited vision. You won't be able to see what God has planned for you. Dust settles after a while, but then you still have to clean the remnant. We know what we're talking about right now. Those times when you was in a situation and God told you what to do, and you said, well, God, I'm just going to tread a little lightly. I know you told me to pick up a stone, but I'm just going to tread a little lightly because that's what Sister So-and-so would have done. Well, if we would have prayed and fasted and stayed calm to listen to God's voice, we would have heard him say, no, do not pick up dust because now you're going to clean up a mess thereafter. It also states that he did not pick up a slate. Now, we know that a slate, though it may be glittery, it may be sharp, it may do the job well, the slate is also pointed and has several points where the rock structure causes you to possibly cut yourself through the process of picking it up and or throwing it. So you know those times where you try to hurt somebody with words, you try to hurt someone with an action, and it simply ricochets right back to you because you didn't listen to what God said. When he said, you don't have to take that battle on, the battle is mine. Sometimes God just wants us to pick up a shiny stone somebody. And then the last one is he didn't pick up a brick. The brick may be smoother in texture and more defined than dust in a slate. However, the impact of a brick may cause more devastation than the actual giant itself. So in other words, if you picked up a brick and you threw it, you know how it shatters things all over the place. You know that man that accidentally burnt down his house because he had arachnophobia and tried to torch a spider instead of just shooting it out the house or stepping on it. That's picking up a brick in a situation, causing more devastation than what actually has to happen. See, God has given David a plan that tests our faith and discernment, our patience, our love, and our forgiveness. The stone will have to sink deep into your giant, whatever your giant may be. You will have to sling a giant of doubt sometimes in your life. Sometimes you got to sling the giant of self-hate in your life. Sometimes you got to sling the giant of non-forgiveness in your life. Sometimes you have to sling the giant of would've, could've, should've, but didn't. God has given you a moment. If you woke up this morning and had blood flowing through your veins and air coming from your lungs, he has given you a chance to repent and to do it all again. So I don't know what giant you're facing right now in your life. I don't know what giant you're trying to slay in your life right now, but God has promised you that he's got your bag. God has promised you that though you may have a cloud that casts over you, you're going to get through it. God brings you to things so he can bring you through things so you can teach someone else how to do the same thing. You want to make sure that you're not like a sheep that wants to stray all over the place, but you want to make sure that you're like David and hold on to these stones, because if you have stones of faith that endures, you know that because of and despite of, no matter what it looks like, God is going to take you through. If you have a stone of discernment, you're going to know that though it looks good, tastes good, feels good, and might be good, if God says it's not good, you're not going to test those waters. And you're also going to be able to recognize it because you're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it in your gut. And it's going to say, you know what, self? This isn't the right thing to do, and you're going to keep it moving. If you have a stone of patience, you're going to know that you're going to wait for the Lord and not do your own thing. If you have the spirit of love and the stone of love, you're going to remember that whatever you do to the least of thee, you're doing to the Father. Whatever you do to your fellow man and not greet them with Jesus' joy, you're doing it to the Father. And also, lastly, you may need to have a stone of forgiveness, because we know that inclusive of ourselves, we have to forgive. Inclusive of others, we have to forgive, because if we forgive ourselves or forgive others, imagine what this world would look like if it kept going around like that. So you may ask me again, what was the title matter, the subject matter of this message? Use what you've got to get what you want. And what are the things that you want, family? You want God's blessings to continue to rain all over you. You want God's forgiveness to continue to rain all over you. Do you trust him enough to use what God has blessed you with in order to give you what God is going to gift you? I am now turning this call over to Minister Tiffany. I trust that this word has been helpful to someone. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Woo-hoo! I am here. What a powerful, powerful word straight from an awesome woman of God. Minister LaShawn, thank you so much for that word this morning. On time word, and I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We honor you. We celebrate you, God. We realize that we cannot do anything without you. So we thank you for bringing us safely into a new day, God. And we thank you that when we came into this new day, that you equipped us with everything that we need, God. We thank you that everything that we need is inside of us, Father. And so we go out this day being world changers, being great ministers in the marketplace, being the light in those dark places, being the answer for someone who may need us, oh God. And so we just thank you for allowing us to be your children. We thank you that we walk in favor and blessings and increase in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, God. And so I thank you for Minister LaShawn, and I thank you for the word that you imparted into her this morning that she shared with us, Father, that our lives will definitely be changed because of what she spoke, Father. I pray for increase in her life, in her children right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Continue to do great and new things in their lives. And for each and every person under the sound of my voice, I speak healing, deliverance, salvation. I speak your anointing and your power to overflow on them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift up Caleb to you, and I pray right now that you would just regulate his mind, that he would hear clearly from you, that he would not be confused with anything, God, but that he would trust and believe and have faith in you and know that everything will be fine, oh God. I lift up Kaylin to you right now, and I pray right now that whatever virus that she has in her body, God, that you would be the healer and that you will remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak total and complete healing into her life in Jesus' name. And for the Manuel family, Leonard Manuel, I pray right now, Father, that you will be the heart regulator and that you will regulate his heart in Jesus' name. And for his family, Father, give them strength, give them comfort, give them courage right now in the name of Jesus. Help them to be a product of the product and allow the products to work on a consistent basis in their life, Jesus. And so I thank you right now for Platinum President Lisa Lane of Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch her body, Father God. Anything that's going on in her, Father, we know that you know. And so I speak healing and restoration and recovery to her right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up Mama and Papa DSD Leon to you as they have celebrated 41 years of marriage, God. I pray that you would continue to keep them, that their love will continue to grow, God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for peace in their lives, Father, as they continue to enjoy one another and their family, and that the vision that you have given for Artists International will continue to grow. I thank you for this season of transition, God. I thank you for this season of shifting, Father. I thank you for this season of shifting, God. And I pray, Father God, that you will remove anything in us that is not like you. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, that the things that we do, we say, and think will line up with your will for our lives, that it will be manifest and seen in 2014, oh God. So I thank you for this day. And as we go out, Father, we don't go out alone, but we go out with you. So as we go out, let us help us to realize that we represent you. And so let us be faithful representatives. Let us be glorious representatives. Let us be powerful representative and use the tools that we have in our bag. So we thank you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We love you because you are amazing. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I know each one of you want to go back and hear the replay for this call so that you could get the information for Pastor John's call and for Pastor Michael's call tonight. The replay for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957677 pound. Please post this on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter account today, and God will appreciate you for doing that. Share the word, spread the word, spread the good news. And back over to you, Minister LaShawn, to give us our benediction for this day.
Amen and praise God. I just want to say thank you again, God, for just blessing me with another day. And again, thank you, Minister Tiffany and Minister Willa, for all that you do, and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for your yes. This is a blessed day that the Lord has made, and truly we are all glad in it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the word you've blessed us with this morning. And we also remember that Daniel, like David, like all the other warriors in the Bible that have followed your word and did what you did, we thank you, Lord. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with a sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. We thank you, God, so much for blessing us and seating us with the gift, Lord. Thank you so much for blessing us with another day. But most of all, Father, thank you for blessing us to be able to use what you have blessed us with and to get what we got. In Jesus' precious name, we all have safe travels and have a glorious day. And do not forget to greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and to remind them that God loves them and you love them more. Be a doer and sayer of the word with peace and love and Jesus' joy. Have a great day.